I suppose having been vocal on how we manage the immigration crisis over the last number of years, I want to make it clear nobody is against helping people in line with our capacity. And as people who immigrated throughout the world, of course we're happy to help people where we can. However, the big issue is the flaw in our national strategy when it comes to helping people. There is no strategic planning with regard to it, and we are implementing policies that are seriously exacerbating what is a housing and accommodation crisis, which is historic and very large in nature. So what we had was a change following lobbying by myself and many others last year, where unless accommodation was vacant for a year or more, it couldn't and wouldn't be used by government agencies for this purpose. What has happened in turn then is that people have opportunistically maintained vacancy rates in property in order to qualify for government contracts. So what we have now is Milliken Court is to be used for the next 2 years for the assistance of international protection applicants. For me, and while I'm not going to be a candidate myself, as people will know, this is a huge issue. It's one that needs to be an election issue. And what we must have is strategic planning in this regard at a national level so that we're not with one hand undermining the ability of the other to facilitate what is a homegrown crisis in housing and accommodation. Government have options, despite what they may say, in terms of giving financial contributions in lieu of taking additional numbers until such time as we would get a strategic plan that's workable and one that does not undermine the capacity of the nation to house people already living and working here.
What do you make of the Taoiseach, the now Taoiseach, Simon Harris, in this tale? We do know he was quite vocal on the issue last year, but is his hands somewhat tied now, the fact that the owners have waited this full year to make their move?
Yeah, well, the capacity of policy in this country is controlled by the government of the day. It can be adjusted, and under existing rules, the government can, as I said, make financial contributions in lieu of taking additional numbers in any event. But in my view on that would be until such time as we have a proper strategic plan to house those people living and working here of various nationalities, including Irish, already before we sign up to others. What we have is the state offering very lucrative contracts to accommodation providers. They designed a flawed plan whereby if it effectively incentivized institutional landlords to maintain vacancy rates in property to enable the qualification for these lucrative contracts to house international protection applicants. Again, I want to make it clear, the issue here is not the individuals seeking international protection. The issue here is a flawed government policy that must be adjusted. And I appeal to every voter of whatever political persuasion and no political persuasion to make this an issue in the forthcoming election, because we must take a strategic approach to this issue. It's not a question of being for or against. It's a question of using common sense, acknowledging that we have capacity limitations and acknowledging that we need to take a strategic approach to play our part, of course, in the international community, to do our bit. But we are somewhat of an outlier at the moment with the level of ambivalence on the one hand that we seem to have to homegrown crisis and accommodation compared to our no limits approach to what is an unplanned and unstrategic approach to facilitating international protection applicants in the face of an option which we have to make a financial contribution in lieu of that while we prepare capacity for those already here in the first instance and see what then we can offer in terms of support to those from so many other countries that need our help.
Is there any way, Deputy McSharry, in your point of view, to potentially reverse this decision locally as it relates to Milligan Court, maybe appeal to the better nature of the owners? We heard from Deputy Kenny this morning that he's to write to the Children's Minister and the Taoiseach over it. Will it do any good?
None whatsoever. They came up with a flawed policy over a year ago, and commercial entities are well within their rights to avail of the flaws within that plan and the opportunities that it presents. No more than the farcical costs related to a bike awning in Leinster House this week. What it underpins is the absolute autopilot nature of our state apparatus. This is the latest manifestation of it. But when you have governments and politicians who are content to be in position and commentate rather than challenge the status quo, these are the sorts of problems that emerge.